Coach Dick Jongers, you sure had to battle tonight. Hats off to West Monona, but ending on an 8-0 run. West Monona just kept coming, but you had an answer for them at the end of the fourth.
Yeah, you know, I felt like we got a little bit timid on offense. We were afraid to make a mistake, it looked like, and that's usually what happens is you start throwing the ball away, and both teams were in some foul trouble, and fortunately for us, we were able to knock some free throws down the stretch and kind of spread that lead, and they came out and pressured up a little bit, and our kids did a nice job of finishing some of those opportunities.
27 first quarter points. It was going to be tough to keep up that kind of pace going forward. West Monona came back to take a one-point lead at halftime.
Yeah, you know, again, we had both Larson girls on the bench for most of the second quarter, and, you know, we had a lot of great looks. I love the shot selection. They just weren't falling. You know, some of those just rimmed in and out, and if we were able to knock a few of those down, maybe we could have spread that lead out a little bit, but that was not the case, and I felt like West Monona did a great job of attacking us, and, you know, had different kids that just stepped up and got some easy looks, and they finished them, and, you know, sometimes that's the curse of how we play basketball. You know, they break the press and get a couple good looks there.
What did you talk about at halftime?
You know, just staying with the game plan. You know, we got to keep attacking. You know, keep moving the ball, doing the things we need to do to be successful. And defensively, just keep doing what we do and create chaos for them. And I don't know how many turnovers we force, but, you know, we create some extra opportunities that way.
Yeah, that made a big difference down the stretch as you're now state tournament bound for the 13th time and program history. You're going to have to wait a couple of nights for the bracket to be unveiled as a couple of the 1A region finals got postponed tonight. I know the KP Algona-Garrigan game will now be held on Wednesday evening, so maybe you'll head off to BVU in a couple of nights. I don't know.
I think you know that definitely might be in the works. Good to see that game live, and you know, again, just very, very fortunate we got our game in tonight and that we were able to take care of business so that's a problem that we can worry about on Wednesday.
Hey, Dick, congratulations. Thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks, Ryan.
Want to find Olivia and your one senior, Jenna Kopic, and have them stop up here? That'd be awesome.
I will go get them.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Newell Fonda, 66-57 over West Monona. Olivia Larson now joins us in the Vision Care Associates of Storm Lake post game. Olivia, how tough was this game? West Monona, they gave everything they had here tonight. I'm sure you're exhausted.
I am so tired. I shouldn't be saying this, but I just am. We just gave it
you all. You never get tired.
Yeah, never. We just gave it all we got, and I am just so happy right now. I just can't even explain it. Just after that devastating loss last year, you know, I'm so happy how we came back from it.
Yeah, well, you mentioned it there. I was going to hate to bring it up, but after the heartbreak of a season ago for you and the team, was there maybe even a little more determination to, you know, get back where you want to go this season?
You know what? I think there was. You know, just having lost the group that we did and gaining all our awesome freshmen that we did, it was going to take a lot, but we certainly did what we needed to do, and now we just got more to come, and I'm just so excited.
You definitely should be. And how about your first quarter? You end up with 29. You're getting the Wells Ag Supply of Fonda player of the game, and especially for the start, you got off to 15 points. How was that?
Coach told us just to attack the basket and take it at them because they have such a spread out 2-3 zone. So, I mean, that's what we did. We worked the ball and attacked when we did, and we got our shots that we wanted, and it's awesome because they were falling towards the first half, but not the second half, like the second quarter, I mean, they weren't falling as much. So we really had to keep attacking and get our inside shots and then work our way out.
Well, you bounce back from a one-point deficit at halftime, take the lead right away in the third, and never let go of that for the remainder. Off you go to state, and I saw you and Ella both sharing a hug with Dad. First time you get to both, you know, do that in a varsity uniform with Dad there, all draped all over each other at the end of that. That must have been really special.
It was so heartwarming, you know, just having – it reminds me to when Claudia's team went to state. It would always be me and Claude, but I wasn't in that jersey, and then – my freshman year was just me, and now Ella and I get to share it together, and I'm just, it's such a blessing.
Hey, Olivia, go celebrate some more.
Thank you so much. I will.
All right. As we're in the Vision Care Associates of Storm Lake post game, Newell Fonda wins it over West Monona. 66-57, and we can't sign off without getting a few words from the lone Mustang senior, can we? Jenna Kopic held scoreless tonight, but I'm sure you could care less.
Yeah, it was just fun.
Well, talk about contending with this West Monona 2-3 zone and how difficult that was for you and your teammates tonight.
It was different because they pulled their top two out further than we're used to. But I don't know. I think we adjusted as the game went on.
Well, how special is this for you as a senior getting to conclude your varsity career now one way or the other in Des Moines?
Oh, it's awesome. I just love these girls. And it's awesome.
You're about to break down right now, I can tell. And so I understand you being the only senior, you're hosting now the victory celebration and sleepover tonight, right?
Yep.
Got anything special? I know, I remember a few years ago that the girls did a Harlem Shake video, so we're going to have to keep an eye on YouTube social
All
media,
right.
See, you know, what kind of clever thing you come up with. Jenna Kopic, thanks very much. Congratulations
yep, thank you.
On the win.